The Paul Taylor Dance Company opens Dance St. Louis's 50th season tonight and tomorrow night at 8 at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on UMSL's campus. Choreographer Paul Taylor formed his dance company in 1954, and he is one of the choreographers that established American modern dance. Joining me now is Heather McGinley, a dancer with the company who grew up in O'Fallon, Illinois, and Sally Bliss, a board member of the Paul Taylor Dance Company and the former executive director of Dance St. Louis. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sally, let me start with you. What was Paul Taylor's role in establishing modern dance in this country?
What was his role?
I mean,
I don't.
How did he
influence think
it?
He just wanted to choreograph. I mean, he was at Syracuse on a swimming major, and all of a sudden he saw dance and said he left Syracuse and went to New York and started studying at Juilliard, and then went into his own thing and just wanted to create. I don't think there was any motivation. I think it was just in his blood and his soul and his heart. And he was a dancer, mm-hmm. and he just created. And that created his style of modern dance.
And I mentioned that you're on the board of the company. How is it evolving and still staying relevant?
It's evolving. It's been, 62 years now.
It's a long time.
And he is, of course, to me, he's the, I call him the god of modern dance, because he is the one who's left. And what he's done is amazing. He's just a great
choreographer. He's still and he's still doing it.
He is still. He's 85 years old, and he has just. He's right now creating two more works that will open in our big performances that we're doing at Lincoln Center at the Koch Theater in March.
And Heather McGinley, you grew up in O'Fallon, Illinois, so this is a homecoming for you.
Yes, I'm very, very excited to be in the St. Louis area. I've been dancing professionally in New York for 7 years, and this will be my first performance in St. Louis since beginning that career. So I'm very excited.
And friends, family still in the area?
My parents. My parents still live in O'Fallon, Illinois. Yes, and they will be there.
Both nights?
Both nights.
we were talking in the green room before the show that you also have some other people that are going to be there for you too. So it's not just your parents, but it seems that you have a lot of support, and I'm sure that led to a lot of your beginning dance lessons too.
Yes, I think all my former dance teachers will be there, current students of theirs, upcoming dancers will be there as well, in addition to even my school teachers, my fourth grade teacher, she'll be there. And several people I haven't met yet that my parents have become friends with over the last 15 years since I've left the area. They've all kinds of people connected to my family that will be at the show.
When did you know that you wanted to be a professional dancer?
The moment I realized that was a thing a person could do, I think. I always wanted to dance, but as far as it being a career, I think I was around 11 when I began to grasp that, you know, the idea of getting a job and doing this for a living.
11?
Mm-hmm.
That's really young. And how long have you been dancing?
Oh, all my life, since I was 3-4 years old.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Now, the Paul Taylor Dance Company, modern dance, but have you also done ballet?
Yes. My early training was almost exclusively in ballet. I studied the Schicchetti method of classical ballet for 10 years. When in college, I continued to study at a very ballet-centered program. And it wasn't until my senior year in college that I realized maybe it's not ballet that I want to go into. Maybe it's modern dance. Mm-hmm. I think that was perhaps more – I think I was better at it.
Oh.
And I saw probably more opportunities to really make that career happen in modern dance.
And Sally Bliss, you were a professional dancer too. Can you tell me a little bit about your career?
Yes, I'll – try to very briefly. I grew up in Canada, in the Maritime Provinces, in Halifax, And, of course, at that time was the founding of the National Ballet of Canada. And I ended up dancing with the National Ballet of Canada. Then I moved to New York in 1962. And in 1962, I joined the Metropolitan Opera Ballet when Dame Alicia Markova was the director. And, by the way, I was studying with a great choreographer, Anthony Tudor, and Michael Utoff would come in every morning from Juilliard, and Paul Taylor would come in, and we'd all take class together. And so it's way back, 1962, when I met both Michael Utoff and—
The current executive director
current
of Dance St. Louis.
And Paul Taylor.
And then you would become the executive director
I'm sorry, I didn't even finish that. Then I danced with American Ballet Theatre, and then I danced with the Joffrey Ballet, and then I directed the Joffrey Two Dancers for 15 years, and— Then at some point, 20 years ago, I came to St. Louis, and I'm really glad I did. It's a wonderful place.
And then were the,
it's been
was
very
the executive director at—
Yes, executive director of Dance St. Louis.
Dance St. Louis back then. I want to talk about the popularity of dance. Anecdotally, to me, it seems that it's on an upswing. I don't know if that's true, if there are more people enrolled in dance classes. But dance just seems to be more popular. And maybe that's also because Dance St. Louis does a good job of preserving it here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about that, Heather, about the popularity of dance?
As you said, I don't know that I have, you know, statistics in front of me who's enrolled in dance or not. The dance scene seems to still be booming in New York. I mean, I live in New York. Right. There are dance performances going on all the time. There are new choreographers springing up all the time that want to work with young dancers and have something to say. So I think I'm sure it's something that we need to continue to keep track of and investigate and promote and, you know, share dance. As a child, I remember Dance St. Louis bringing in performances to St. Louis, and they were a huge inspiration to me as a dancer and just exposing me to what else was out there beyond what was going on in my studio. So
I think I could just interrupt here and just say, I do think it, when you're speaking about St. Louis, when I came, which was 20 years ago, there was lots of dance studios where they were teaching dance and some very good teachers. But I do think Dance St. Louis has been really good education wise. We've done great education programs, and I think that it's incredible because we've got lots of professional companies in St. Louis, and there were no professional companies at the time I arrived. And between what I helped start and Michael has gone one step further and done just amazing things, I think it's exciting. And certainly in St. Louis, dance is bursting forth, really is.
And 50th season of Dance St. Louis opens tonight. Tell me a little bit about the program, Heather.
The program tonight, you will see a selection of three of Paul Taylor's works, which is really only a sampling because he's created over 140. But it's a nice, I think it's a nice spectrum of his work. The first is titled Mercuric Tidings. It's from the 1980s, and it is a flurry of pure movement. You'll see beautiful patterns, a bit of risk-taking. A line of one dancers will be charging right at another line, and they will move out of the way just in time. The middle dance will be Three Dubious Memories, which was choreographed in 2010. And this portrays a love triangle that you see from three different angles. Everyone remembers it a little bit differently. And the movement is very sparse and angular. So very, very nice contrast to the first dance. And then we'll be closing with Piazzolla Caldera. And this dance is in the style, the language that Paul Taylor has created over his over 60 years of creating dances. It's, so it's in his style, and it's the, it shows you the essence of tango, sort of the flavor of it. So it's not a traditional tango per se, but you'll get the feeling of it.
Yeah, it does seem to cover a broad spectrum. You're talking about the hard charging style of the mm-hmm. first one, and then slow it down a little bit. And that's really the way that dance conveys its meaning. Well, of course, through movement, but through some of the smallest gestures, or it's just very precise.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Taylor is very good at I think one of his expertise is gesture. And he can say so much with one dancer just reaching out their hand to another. Mm-hmm. And in rehearsal with him, he'll be very particular about the exact angle of your body and how it might relate to a dancer standing next to you. And then also where the two of you are standing on the stage. Are you at the forefront of the stage? Are you far upstage? Are you far apart, closer together? And, you know, down to sometimes where your pinky is. Like particularly gesture and hands say a lot. And Paul Taylor is a master of that.
Now, there are 8 men and 8 women in the company. What's the usual size of a company? Is this on the smaller end or about what it usually is?
I'd say for a modern dance company, it's quite large. Mm-hmm. A ballet company might be larger, but for a modern dance company to have not only 16 dancers, but also the ratio of 50-50, I believe is unusual. I don't
what
know.
What is it usually?
More women than men. I don't know an exact number, but probably more women than men. So also just in his choreography, he's been working decades with this 16 dancers, 8 men, 8 women, and it lends itself to quite a bit of partnering, which is very exciting. For myself, as I'm a little bit on the taller end of the dancers in the company.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6", which is not a giant, but in the dance world, there are a lot of, you know, if you're often your partner would be taller than you. So anyhow, with 8 men and 8 women and very athletic dancers, we end up with a lot of very exciting partnering opportunities.
Well, I want to certainly thank both of you for coming in today. The Paul Taylor Dance Company opens Dance St. Louis's 50th season tonight and tomorrow night at 8 at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on the campus of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. I've been joined by Sally Bliss, a board member of the Paul Taylor Dance Company and the former executive director of Dance St. Louis, and Heather McGinley, a dancer with the company who grew up in O'Fallon, Illinois. And I know, Sally, there was something else you wanted to mention.
Yes, I just want everyone to know that there has been a great film created, and the name of the film is called Creative Domain, and it just opened at the Lincoln Center Film Society to great reviews, New York Times, Washington Post, etc. And it is coming to St. Louis October 13th and it will be done twice at 7:30 and 9 at the Winifred Moore Auditorium at Webster. And I just think if you're a Paul Taylor fan, you've got to see it.
And we'll put that information on our website. Thanks to you both for joining me.
Thank you.
For more information on that, visit our website. Now, we continue our look at dance with commentator Nancy Kranzberg. She shares these thoughts about how Dance St. Louis and other organizations are keeping the art form thriving in St. Louis.
The art form of dance is thriving in its many guises throughout our city. Dance St. Louis, led by Michael Utoff, presents the best dance companies from around the world at both the Two Hill and the Fox. During Utoff's 10-year tenure, the organization not only focuses on the art form, but has, through time, energy, and money, been committed to preparing St. Louis's youth interested in dance with comprehensive educational programs. Two vibrant new programs have come to fruition under Utoff's leadership. Spring to Dance brings together 30 professional dance companies from across the country for 3 unique, exhilarating nights over the Memorial Day weekend. Ballet, hip-hop, tango, classical, contemporary, modern, and more are all presented. The other new program, New Dance Horizons 4, will be presented in February with a new twist. In celebration of Black History Month, three African-American choreographers create three new works inspired by legendary St. Louis African-American choreographers. Each choreographer is paired with a local professional dance company to present three unique world premieres. Madco performs an original creation by B.B. Miller. Miller, a Bessie Award winner, has choreographed pieces for dance centers around the world. Madco was founded in 1976 and is a world-class professional dance company in residence at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on the campus of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Madco has a strong commitment to dance education and is an integral part of the UMSL dance program. The Big Muddy Dance Company pairs with San Francisco-based choreographer Robert Moses, whose works explore topics ranging from oral traditions and African-American culture to the dark side of contemporary urban culture. The Big Muddy Dance Company is a St. Louis-based repertory dance company. The company works with both emerging and established choreographers and collaborates across the community through senior outreach and training future performers. New York City Ballet principal dancer Gen Horiuchi, artistic director of St. Louis Ballet, continues to present classical ballet at its finest with many modern twists. And of course, Coca Dance has been the pride and joy of Coca, the Center for Creative Arts, for many years. According to Allison Faring, patron of the arts, Alvin Ailey's loss is St. Louis's gain. Antonio Douthat Boyd and Kervin Douthat Boyd, who were married in 2013, have taken on new positions as co-artistic directors of Coca. Antonio trained at Coca before becoming a principal dancer with Ailey. Every January for years, both Antonio and Kervin have returned to Coca to work with the students of Coca Dance. All eyes will be on Coca and St. Louis as this dynamic team nurtures the next generation of dance talent. Common Thread Contemporary Dance Company, led by Jennifer Medina, is committed to community-based initiatives, and the Ashley Leanne Dance Company, led by Ashley Tate, presents dance of a hip-hop and street dance nature. Leverage Dance Company does collaborations and contemporary works. And speaking of dance theater, the St. Lou Fringe Festival, led by M. Pirro, always has some sort of collaborative dance and theater presentations. Other independent choreographers, according to Michael Utoff, such as Don Karlovsky and Audrey Sims, are well worth keeping an eye on. If you enjoy dance, body movement, or whatever you want to call it, St. Louis is the place to be. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.
Nancy Kranzberg has been involved in the arts community for some 30 years on numerous arts-related boards. Next week on Cityscape, Steve Potter will be back with jazz pianist Peter Martin to talk about his new CD and concert at the Sheldon. He'll also take a look at a concert by the St. Louis Women's Hope Chorale featuring the 442s and Aaron Bodie in a world premiere by Adam Manis. And he'll talk with native Irish singer Maxine Linehan about her appearance on the Gaslight Cabaret series. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with General Darren McDew, the new commander of U.S. Transcom at Scott Air Force Base. He'll also speak with St. Louis County Library Director Kristen Sorth about the reopening of several branches following their renovation. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Kelly Moffitt with assistance from Aaron Dorr and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Alex Hoyer. Thanks for joining us.